from Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. voices concern over reports of Malaysian crash scene. International protests over Israel's offensive in Gaza. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Reports that debris and bodies from the downed Malaysian airliner have been taken from the crash site in eastern Ukraine have raised concern for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The State Department says Kerry spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov by telephone Saturday and told Lavrov he is also concerned that European monitors are not being given proper access to the crash site. According to Russia's Interfax news agency, Lavrov agreed that all physical evidence, including the vital black box recorders, be made available to investigators. At a news conference late Saturday, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin said additional pressure has to be put on Russia.
What we need now is clear international pressure, also on Russia, because Russia has influence on these terrorists, to provide clear and unhindered access to the place of crash.
A team of international monitors says the separatists in East Ukraine have given them only limited access to the crash site. As Israel continued its ground offensive in Gaza, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters marched against the violence in cities across France, defying a government ban on the demonstrations. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA that the rallies cap a week of protests across Europe against the violence in Gaza.
Saturday's rally in Paris turned violent as riot police clashed with demonstrators and lobbed tear gas. Authorities had banned protests in many French cities because of the violence last week at a similar protest in Paris, which included attacks on a pair of synagogues. France is Europe's largest Jewish and Muslim populations, and there are ongoing fears that violence in the Middle East will play out on French streets. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is holding talks in the region to try to end the fighting. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
It's now 3 days with Israel conducting ground operations in the Gaza Strip. A series of bombings rocked Baghdad on Saturday, killing at least 26 people in one of the worst series of violence in the capital since Islamist insurgents captured the city of Mosul last month. The single deadliest incident on Saturday took place near a police checkpoint in the mainly Shiite Muslim Abu Dhishr district in southern Baghdad. Investigators there say a suicide car bombing at the checkpoint killed at least 7 people. More on these stories at voanews.com. Reports in Egypt say gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades have killed at least 15 border guards in the country's western desert near the border with Libya. Egypt's state news agency MENA is reporting 3 of the attackers were killed. Syrian activists say government forces have launched a counterattack to recapture a gas field seized by Islamic extremists as the death toll from 3 days of fighting rose to 310. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighting in the Shaer gas field in the central province of Homs is among the deadliest between government forces and the group calling itself the Islamic State since the Syrian uprising began more than 3 years ago. In Pakistan, a U.S. drone strike reportedly killed at least a dozen militants in the volatile North Waziristan region Saturday. Ayas Ghul reports from Islamabad.
Local intelligence officials say the pre-dawn attack took place in the Datta Khel area, where a U.S. drone fired several missiles into a sprawling militant compound. Most of the dead were said to be fighters of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban and its Uzbek allies. Repeated U.S. drone strikes in North Waziristan are reported to have killed around 50 people since mid-June when Pakistan's military launched a major offensive against local and foreign extremists entrenched in the mountainous border region. Officials in Islamabad say around 500 militants have been killed and the military has lost more than 24 soldiers. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy arrived home Saturday and called for a solution to his country's political stalemate. Rainsy, the longtime rival of Prime Minister Hun Sen, was greeted by thousands in Phnom Penh. Rainsy had gone abroad after 8 members of his political party were arrested and tensions increased in the aftermath of national elections a year ago. Rainsy's party claimed voter fraud at last year's vote. More on all of these stories at voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.